This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Mike Quick, played 9 seasons for the Philadelphia Eagles, 5-time Pro Bowler. Mike, how you doing, man? And now works for the Eagles as an analyst. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Are you guys on the west side doing?
We're hanging in.
Yeah, we're doing all right, trying to talk about this game. And I guess I just want a little perspective on the Eagles. Right out of the gate, I'll just ask you, how come they've had some trouble running the ball this year?
Right out the gate.
Yeah.
They've had some offensive line woes this year. And I think it begins with the health or lack thereof and of some of the key parts of the offensive line. I don't think the center's been completely healthy all year. The left guard, Landon Dickerson, he's had his health issues. Lane Johnson's been out of the lineup quite a bit. But even early in the season when they were healthy, the Eagles have had issues this year running the football.
Mike, let me ask you this, because, I was really a detractor of Sirianni and Jalen Hurts before they won the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl, and now, Mike, I listen to some of your post-game shows after you guys win, and the fans act like you lost. And I say that to say, do you expect this Eagle offense to come out, hit that button, and shut everybody up? Or is there some validity to some possible concerns of how this offense has been pedestrian at times?
So I don't think there is a button at this stage that you just press the button and things start to open up and work right. It really is a lot of hard work. And this is not an offense that, like last year, they could line up and just dominate the line of scrimmage and move the ball, run the football. You know, this team got the offensive coordinator head coaching job last year, and all the offensive coordinator had to do was call Saquon left, Saquon right, because the offensive line was so dominant last year. It's just not that way. They have to be more creative and come up with better ways of winning football games, not just dominating in the run game.
Mike Quick joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the Eagles analyst, and he's a former all-pro wide receiver for Philadelphia. He played 9 years there. I know it's a playoff game, and you know that the 49ers are pretty beat up on defense. They're without Warner and Bosa. I guess my question is this. Does that impact in any way, or could it psychologically, the Eagles, even though it's a playoff game?
Yeah, even though it's a playoff, you are aware of where the weaknesses are when you play in this game. You study teams. You know where the injured players are. You know where the players are that you think you can take advantage of. So when you're game planning, and I'm sure the Eagles are doing this, when they're game planning, they're looking at those areas and those areas where they think they have an advantageous position. And if that's because Bosa is not there, if that's because the linebacker depth, you're playing with teams guy or what do you call it? Practice squad linebacker. And you got Eric Kendricks, who's been around a long, long time. And, when you look at things like that, when you're scouting teams, you look to exploit that. Does that make you more vulnerable? Because I don't think so. I think it's a smart way to approach teams. Where they seem to have weaknesses, that's what you go after.
Mike, let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on Brock Purdy, just as a quarterback? When you look at, the quarterbacks in the playoffs, where do you have Brock Purdy at?
I think he's one of the more talented quarterbacks in our league, not just the playoffs. I just think he's a I think he's a really good quarterback. I don't know if he gets the credit for his ability to extend plays, to make plays out of structure. I think he's a really good quarterback. And especially now in the system, the way Kyle likes to do things, I think that's a good marriage. The two of them are a real good fit.
Mike, I've likened Brock Purdy. If you want to use this on Sunday, feel free.
Give me good stuff.
I've likened Brock Purdy to like a mouse in a kitchen that you think you have him, and then he goes behind the fridge, and then he comes out, and you think you have him, and he goes behind the stove, and you can never quite get him.
I like that. Right. I like that. I don't know if I'll use that, but I like that a lot.
All right, I appreciate it. Hey, we had a receiver out here, Brandon Ayuk. You know, you might not be familiar with the entire situation, but it sounds like a guy signed a contract but really didn't want to be here. It doesn't look like he's going to be a 49er next year. Just as a receiver who's accomplished what you've accomplished, he's a young receiver. He had one great season. Like, just your general take on Brandon Ayuk and what's going on here.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know the player. I think he's really talented. But when you waste a year, these years are so precious. This is such a short segment of your life when you get an opportunity. And I say opportunity, it's an opportunity to play in the National Football League. And if you're going to play 5 years, if you're going to play 10 years, 15 years, it's a short segment of your life. So to me, I think you should try and maximize each and every opportunity, each and every year that you get a chance to do it. I think Brandon Ayuk's making a huge mistake, but who am I? If I'm in that situation, maybe I do things the way he did. I don't think so. I think I want to play, even if I'm not completely satisfied in every situation. I'm not going to let an entire year almost pass me by without playing in the game. I remember when the kid was in college, because he played for a teammate of mine, Herm Edwards, and I thought he was a really good football player. And, you know, I look forward to seeing him play again.
Mike, I got a question. I want to, if you don't mind, give you my thoughts on Jalen Hurts, because when he runs, I feel like there's a labor. And, you know, I'm on the West Coast looking and watching at him. I feel like it hurts him at times to run, so that's why he hasn't looked like he had in years past. I do wonder, with all that, you know, weaponry on the outside with Smith and Brown, why there's not more, you know, fireworks. But if my partner's going to call Purdy a mouse, what would you call Jalen at this juncture?
Well, I don't know how to put him in a box like that. But I think Jalen, a lot like Brock Purdy, has the ability to do things that, when you do everything right on defense, these guys have the ability to still make a play out of nothing. They have that ability to do things outside the structure and outside of what the defense was expecting you to do. When you do everything that you should do defensively, they come up with a way to beat you. That's what Jalen's been able to do with extending plays, and then they start their scramble drill and getting the ball to A.J. or getting the ball to Smitty. You kind of have to have that today. It's really hard to just be a guy who stays in the pocket and operate from the pocket and win football games in this league. The defensive guys have gotten just so good at breaking down protections and then covering up receivers on the back end.
Mike Quick joining us on 95.7 The Game. Real quick, Mike, it was funny because we had this game here where, of the 14 playoff teams, if I gave you the first pick in the NFL playoff draft, you know, somebody asked me, what team would I take? And I thought about it, and I'd say the Eagles, but for only one reason. It's because they're defending champs. I mean, how wide open is this playoffs?
I don't know if I've ever seen it more wide open. I think the NFL finally got it right. Well, finally got what they wanted.
Right.
They have talked so much about parity, luckily for this, I don't know how many years. Well, this is the first time that we get to this stage in the season, and there's no way that I could comfortably say this is the team to beat. This is the best team in the National Football League. It hasn't. So the 49ers had their run way back when. Dallas had a run when you knew that they were a dominant team. The Patriots, of course, you knew Tom Brady there. They had their dynasty. Kansas City. But we don't have such a team right now in the National Football League. If you tell me that you know the two teams that are going to be in the Super Bowl, I will tell you that you don't know what you're talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mike, I'm just thinking about the rich history with the Eagles, with Jerome Brown and Reggie White and Seth Jordan. Rest in peace to those guys. Rest in peace. And I'm thinking about Jalen Carter. How much of a game wrecker, demonstrative, can he be in this game?
He's all of those guys that you just mentioned. He can do all of that. Even with this year, early in the season, both shoulder, he was having issues with both shoulders, and he still probably has some issues, but got some time off, got some treatment on those shoulders, and going to play. But, man, this guy is so quick off the ball. He's so violent with his hands. He loves football. He loves the collisions. He loves the action. And to me, he's just fun to watch. You mentioned Jerome. You mentioned Reggie White. He is a throwback to that style of football player. He's a guy, when you line him up, you probably don't want to trust one guy to keeping him off of your quarterback. He's that dynamic.
All right, Mike, I'll get you out of here on this one. So I grew up outside of Philadelphia and saw a lot of games in the 80s at the Vet. And I now work in San Francisco, and obviously it's 49er country. And they asked me to ask you about the Joe Montana four touchdowns in the second half, 38-28 comeback win. You remember that game in 89?
Yeah, I remember it, but I don't want to remember it.
Well, that's what they're making me do out here.
Well, you should just say no.
There you go, Mike.
You know what?
You're another transfer. Tim Colcalli's out there too, huh?
Yeah, he was. He worked for the Philadelphia Daily News for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I was at that game.
Of course, I remember that game. It was one of. In fact, it was probably the worst game of my career because I don't ever recall a game where I had three drops, and I had three drops in that game. So thank you for reminding me.
I'm sorry. You also had some bad luck. Yeah. I'm going to say a punt hit one of your guys on the helmet, and he turned about a punt.
Was, yep.
Mike, I can't remember the details, but I know it was a heartbreaker. And I was an Eagles fan back then, Mike. Go ahead.
Mike, I got to slip this in. I know we're going to let you go here, but you said something that hit me when you said it's wide open as this field is for in the playoffs. And I don't want to get you in trouble with your employer, and I know I can't. But does that mean you think less of the Eagles' chances of repeating? Because they beat a Chief team, I mean, knocked them out, but the Eagles are still in the field. But for you to kind of give credence to it's open, I'm wondering, because maybe what's going on with Philly that we can't see behind closed doors, have you lost a little confidence in them of going back-to-back?
Has nothing at all to do with that. It just has being objective and looking at the National Football League, looking at all of these teams that are in the postseason, objectively looking at them, there's not a dominant team in the run. There is not. There's not a favorite horse in this race at all. Yes, the Eagles are defending champions, and to get it, you got to come through the Eagles to get it, but there is not a dominant horse in this race.
Hey, Mike, appreciate
Thank
it so
you.
Much. Yeah. You brought me a lot of joy as a teenager growing up, so I didn't see any
Very
play.
Cool.
So good luck to the Eagles, good luck to the Niners, and have a great call on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Mike Quick,
he was cool.
Eagles analyst, former All-Pro wide receiver for Philadelphia. He played 9 years with the Eagles.
He didn't like that memory. He didn't want to remember that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.